Take a minute to embrace the fact that it's still summertime. You may be down the shore, you might be running errands, or lucky you, you might be packing for vacation. But as we move into August, make the most of your time. We're here to help with this weekend's events. Sun looks to be in the forecast this weekend, and that bodes well for the festivals on the schedule. The two-day Peach Festival takes place in Peddler's Village starting on Saturday. It celebrates the summer treat at its ripest with live music, plenty of vendors, and peach treats of all kinds, from fritters to cupcakes. Things get started both days at 11. On Sunday, get up early and put on your most comfortable shoes. That's if you want to make the three festivals on the schedule, each with something special to offer. If you're a foodie, start at the Second Street Festival. Food, music, and vendors cover 14 blocks from Spring Garden to Girard. It starts at noon. The Freedom Fest commemorates the 1965 rally in West Philly in support of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He spoke to a crowd of 10,000 at 40th and Lancaster at the historic event. The Freedom Fest happens right there with live performances, an art exhibition, a kids' zone, and local food trucks. It starts at 1. Also on Sunday, the Akana Festival comes to Cherry Street Pier, celebrating food, culture, and music across the African diaspora. It starts at 2. And yes, all the festivals are free.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!"
Those are the words from frustrated newscaster Howard Beale, portrayed by Peter Finch in 1976. The movie Network won him a posthumous Oscar, and 50 years later, his speech still resonates. See this classic on the big screen at Wilmington's Screening Room at 1313. They're hosting the re-release of the film starting on Friday, going through Tuesday. Another movie that captured the zeitgeist of the 70s is Rocky. The Yo Adrian Improv Festival borrows from the movie's catchphrase with 3 days of shows, improv, and of course, laughs. It kicks off Friday at the Adrian Theater with both day passes or festival passes available for purchase. Shakespeare in the Park returns to Clark Park with its production of Hamlet. This is its first collaboration with Revolution Shakespeare, so expect a newly reimagined take on the Bard's classic. And that guy's been around for a while, and they continue to reimagine his work. The shows go through Sunday, starting at 7 p.m. Head to Fringe Bar on Sunday for the Dirty Rocks Cocktail Clash. That's where 9 bartenders are vying to be the city's top mixologist. Your ticket comes with votes, and the crowd decides the ultimate winner. It starts at 3. You know how people talk a lot about unpopular takes? Well, here's a popular take. No weekend is complete without music. Blues legend Buddy Guy is at the Keswick on Sunday night.
I'm from the backwoods, way down south. Grew up living hand to mouth.
You may remember his appearance in the movie Sinners. Well, he played, well, himself. And he did a great job. The show starts at 8. Back to Delaware, where Sunday kicks off the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival. It's the week-long fest in Wilmington's Rodney Square, celebrating the too-short life of the iconic trumpet player. Ledisi, Sheila E., Jonathan Butler, and Marcus Miller are among artists scheduled to perform. Over at Union Transfer, there's a dinner party, but there's no food involved. It's a musical one with Robert Glasper, Kamasi Washington, and Terrace Martin, along with some of their amazingly talented friends. The show starts at 6. Here's wishing you a wonderful weekend filled with love, music, and people who make you feel good. Sometimes those folks are musicians. If you missed anything or you want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you'll find out where you can see Abbott Elementary's favorite teacher, Lisa Ann Walter. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.